Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was your honor. So I'm going to go ahead and let y'all listen to the stories and then we'll wrap things up after. How's that?
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The Dark Stranger. No further questions, Your Honour. Everyone on the jury knew Peter was guilty. They'd known as soon as they saw him, before anyone had said anything. Their deliberation would be over in record time. An instant, unanimous decision. I mean, despite the lack of evidence, he'd admitted he'd done it. And so he was found guilty. A sentence passed that meant he would never, school sports day or not, find himself in a field again. Unlike his older brother, Doyle, who never visited, continued to work as a PE teacher, and never once said thank you for taking the rap. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 873, with the prompt of Your Honor. Well, I was excited that we got Tom back, and then the next thing you know, we lose Lawrence. Anyway, I'm glad to know that you're back with us, Lawrence, and I hope you're doing well, taking care of yourself, and getting better. Anyway, here's my story. Sabrina pushed her half-eaten bowl of ice cream away, held up her spoon, and sat up straight. On my honor as a junior member of the Wither Witches Guild, I'm telling you that the clouds have revealed it to me that you are to be my lifelong companion.
Your honor? Bilbert asked. You may be a junior member of the What's It Guild, but that doesn't mean the clouds can tell you anything.
She put down her spoon.
Don't you see? When we touch, you make my power so much stronger, I don't even need the clouds to confirm it.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Greetings all, I'm Jay Radimus, and I have a story for the prompt of Exposed. It actually came to me this morning as I was waking up on the day of publication, so I won't be surprised if it's in its own post, but my story is called Exposure at Any Cost. Rachel knew she was onto something big, huge. It's the only reason she would ever be at a football game, naked but for a trench coat and sneakers, trying to be inconspicuous. Her informant set up the meet, streak the game, get caught, meet the go-between. A whistle, a flash of yellow, and everyone's attention was focused on the other side of the field. This was it. She threw off the coat and sprinted for the field. She was tackled by two security guards almost immediately. She felt the one holding her by the legs slip something into her shoe. Success. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Morning, this is Richard. Happy New Year, folks. And here's my first story of the year. It's called Judged. Judge Nicholson was a tyrant. We all hated having to appear before him. Whether prosecuting or appearing for the defence, you knew you were in for a hard time. He would berate, belittle and abuse you in court, and act up, putting on a show for the jury, spectators and the press. We all hated being there. But not today. Today, we've all crammed into the courtroom, both as professionals and filling the public gallery. Judge Nicholson was being tried for public indecency, and we were there ensuring he got everything he deserved. So, how does it feel, Your Honour? Okay, there you go. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Your Honor, I must protest. Object? Okay, object. Grounds? The lawyer shuffled through his papers. Your Honor, Counselor, the thing is... Yes? The lawyer shuffled through his papers again. Your Honor, I... Counselor, I'm losing my patience. If you object, you must specify the grounds for your objection. The footage is inadmissible. Why? It's a film reel. How are we supposed to... Is that my problem, Counselor? I must protest, Your Honor. Object, Counselor, object. Get out of my court. Out. And off the lawyer went, protesting all the way. He should have paid more attention at law school, indeed. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. Join me on Facebook, Lizzie Goodcuff as well, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. You've probably heard it said that there's no honor among thieves, but that's not strictly true. It may be the case for those common, petty thieves and robbers that clog up our prisons and pollute our neighborhoods. But amongst those of us with more specialist skills, those of us in the business of stealing the life force from our victims, you will certainly find honor and respect for each other. It's purely practical, of course. For very obvious reasons, you really don't want to upset somebody whose business is killing. It's simple self-preservation. Your honor is your life insurance.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And thank you, Phil. It's good to be in the land of the living. And my story this week is called The Instrument of the Question. What I do isn't exactly who I am. Who goes around with a calling card saying, "We're from the grand jury, we're here to help"? Further, I'm what you would call a juror wrangler. Get along, little inquisitioners. You cannot imagine how easy it is to get into major trouble indecorously opening your friggin' mouth. As much as I try, someone, at some time, will say the worst possible thing. Then I find myself in the judge's chambers firing off a strings of, yes, your honor, never again, your honor. I really should get a taser. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
And those are all the stories for today. I want to thank everyone who's been a part of the weekly challenge here. And I'm going to open up the comments so that they don't moderate, in case I'm unable to post or continue the podcast. Well, y'all can talk amongst yourselves about what you want to do to go from there, and if someone wants to actually keep the weekly challenge going somewhere else. But until then, well, let's keep going. The schedule for the upcoming weekly challenge topics has changed to a post, and that's in the upper right corner. You can find the link there, and it's a schedule for the rest of the year, and a bunch of other topics that y'all have sent in. Anyway, thank y'all for being a part of this. Hope I'm feeling better soon. Well, I know y'all are hoping that too. And, as always, keep it brief.